So, yes, I'm back. So we'll be at our training at April 21 club meeting, and basically we'll break out a kit and we'll learn how to assemble them so we know where the problems are when we have our meet with the kids on April 25. Speaking of kids, by all means, if you have your own kids or if you have grandkids, please bring them out. It'll be a great activity. It's absolutely free. This activity is being funded by the ARRL. So that's it, Tony. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is NAKXQ. Oh, and one more thing. If I'll be listening tonight. If you can attend, if you can help out as a mentor, please note when you check in. So I'll be listening this evening. Back to you, Tony. This is NAKXQ.
Okay, Brad. Looks like you got a little bit of identity crisis going on. This is Kevin running the network tonight, KF8ADY, running as the net control station for WATCM. Thanks for your announcements, and sounds like you got some stuff coming up pretty quick. Anybody that can help out Brad, please go ahead and get signed up for that. And this is a great opportunity for some public-facing activity for the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. It's funded by the ARRL, and it is a maker fest, which means it's going to possibly attract a lot of STEM students and people that are interested in the same kind of fun stuff we are. Thank you, Brad. Okay, this is Amity, K-A-Z-O-Y, go ahead, N-T, K-A-W-Q-K, please stand by.
Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y. Kevin, I'm glad you told us that it was you on there because you do sound exactly like Tony on the radio. With all this rain and melting snow, I was listening to NOAA Weather this morning and they're talking about the flooding in Roscommon, Emmett County, Whittaker County. And, Manatee, and I went down for the first time because the snow's off the step down to our lake, and it has gone up for about a foot. The ice at one end is still not completely open. There's a lot of water damage. JGHDOY, thank you, Kevin.
Hey, Amity, you came in with a lot of QRM coming in, but we were able to make all that out. Sounds like you still got some ice and snow that needs to be melted. It's been a crazy winter, but I think winter has finally let go. I don't know about the lakes over by you, but Spider Lake pretty much broke up all its ice last Thursday, I believe it was. And once that happened and the wind was blowing, it certainly didn't take long. Pretty much the whole lake ice disappeared in a day and a half. Okay, KWTK, go ahead with your transmission. And Nicholas, please stand by.
Okay, good evening and thank you. Welcome back. To Brad, welcome back to Dave. Good to see you, and I'm trusting we'll see you at breakfast in the morning. Brad, I've got MakerFest on my calendar, and the Lord willing and all that. I will be there to assist. I might even show up at the club meeting that prior Tuesday. We'll see how the schedule works, but I'm kind of got the time blocked off, so I'll be there. Yeah, we had a bit of water. Don't know quite what we had, but I'm guesstimating 3 inches from the size of my lake in the backyard, or at least the lake that formed yesterday. It's all gone already, but so I can put the kayak and the life jacket away again. But we're in for another round here. Where was I? Let's see. I remember, yes, the original moon landing. Well, the only moon landing, yeah. But 69, that was the summer I graduated from high school. I'll take a break. And I'm pretty sure that was a Sunday evening. And, of course, we were glued to our TV sets. pretty serious business and pretty proud time to be an American and all that good stuff. So, yep, that's just one of those things in history that just about everybody remembers where they were when that event happened. All right, look forward to seeing some of you tomorrow morning at WQK.
Well, thank you for that rain report, Pete, from up there in Elk Rapids. Sounds like you were all ready to float right on over to Elk Lake from your backyard at that point. But, yeah, you can put that kayak away or at least save it for a better lake and a better time. We had some flood warnings show up here today. I have not been anywhere near the Boardman yet, but considering all the rain that fell yesterday, I would not be surprised if it's above flood stage. Okay, Nicholas, KD8NH, Nicholas, go ahead with your transmission, and Edgar, please stand by.
Yes, this is Kilo, Delta 8 November Hotel. Nicholas on this side of the mic. I am doing very well this evening. Let's see here. Michigan QSO party is this weekend, so I'm going to be setting up mobile and doing some camping. I hope to set up on Greenpoint Bluff. Maybe I'll do some flying too, but that'll be more on like Sunday or Monday with the weather and such. We'll see what the weather's like for that, but that's another subject. Anyway, really looking forward to some portable HF setup, though. This will be fun, give me a chance to maybe test out what I would use on a POTA activity, but also be operating when a bunch of other people are going to be out on the band, so I'll be able to, you know, have some fun with that. Let's see here. Yeah, that's what I got going on. I hope everybody's having a good evening. Hope all the rest of you hams that are getting up for breakfast in the morning have a good breakfast also. I'll wish everybody 7-3, and I will turn it back to you at Net Control. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
Okay, Nicholas, thank you for that reminder on the Michigan QSO party. I will probably be operating from the home QTH on digital modes. It's just everything kind of snuck up all at once, and April's in full swing, and it's getting warmer, and I think people are going to want to get out and start doing stuff. I certainly want to make it my year for doing some portable operations now that I have my station set up, and it is truly portable, but I also operate it as my base station here at home. Okay, Edgar, KA8HYE. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission, and Mike, NAPNK, go ahead and stand by.
Good evening to the next at City ATCM. This is KA8HYE. Are we listening to the Artemis? Listened on the radio and watched on a cable channel. And the radio is considerably ahead of the cable channel, so we got to hear the explanation of the communications before the cable channel put it on. So it's kind of interesting. And the moon landing is a year between my graduation and college, and we were at a fishing camp up in the Manascon Bay, and I watched a little portable 9-inch television. So it was, like everybody says, it's something we remember. This is KA8HYE.
Hey there, Edgar. Yeah, I know what you mean when you're talking about communication delay. There are so many YouTube channels out there right now that claim to be NASA-related, and a lot of them aren't. But they were getting delayed feeds. I was tracking what was happening from Mission Control in real time, and then I was also getting minute-by-minute updates from my AI. My AI is telling me where they're at, and I'm looking at the screen, and it's not agreeing, and it's not agreeing with the radio, so finally I just shut down the audio on the screen, found a new YouTube channel, and was able to follow it in real time. But I'll tell you, between 1969 and today, the imaging capability is phenomenal. hearing them talk about dealing with plugging in USB connections and streaming downlink or streaming uplink, it was something else. But I also feel like a kid here now because I'm hearing all you guys graduated from high school right around 1969, and I was still sitting in my living room as an 11-year-old. So I've been following the space program ever since and watching the Artemis finally come through the atmosphere, pop those three chutes, and then I don't know if anybody noticed, but they were using reaction control thrusters to steer where they were going to land, and I think they said they pretty much had a bullseye landing at where they expected. So we've come a long way in all this time. I think it's almost 50 years now. Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and Tony, please stand by.
Yeah, hey there, good evening. As far as it goes with Artemis, I did pay a bit of attention to it there. Definitely super cool to see us going back to the moon, and they've got a pretty cool project planned with the whole Artemis program, so it sounds like it's going to be a pretty awesome thing for America, back to the moon, back in, you know, back in space. Pretty excited about it. I wasn't alive when we went to the moon the first time, but definitely alive during the, you know, space shuttles, that kind of deal there. That was all pretty cool, and it was pretty interesting to see a lot of it. It was kind of sad to watch them discontinue the shuttles, but, you know, beyond that, they weren't super safe, so definitely understandable. I've been doing a lot of POTA stuff, you know, been trying to do hunting while mobile, so getting my rig all ready, getting ready to do my first activation here. Got everything kind of all set up, got everything tested in. It's definitely interesting to do mobile setups, and looking forward to it, but I'll send it back to you here in 7 3 6 9.